Welcome to the Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli, bringing you a holistic healing revolution. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. Stay tuned as Jennifer shares tools such as diamond and gemstone therapy, mindset, and practical steps to work through your journey. Healing takes patience and actionable steps. Jennifer knows, she's lived it, and so have her clients. You can go from stress, burnout, chronic pain, and illness to burning bright and living a life you dream.
Hey, hey, Burn Brighters. Hello from Houston. And Dr. Pat's riding shotgun with me out of Seattle. How's it going, guys?
It's a doozy. It's a doozy of a Monday.
It is a doozy of a Monday. I know I'm in a really powerful personal transition, and this, I'm already feeling this moon and sun in Leo coming up on Thursday. I'm pretty jazzed. I'm pretty excited. So we got a big show lined up for you today. Dr. Pat and I have a lot to talk about. All intents and purposes, we're talking about the new burnout, and it's known as exhaustion. And we're talking about a solution to eradicate exhaustion once and for all. So yeah. Big lineup.
And, you know, let's talk about the lead up to this. Burnout is something that has gotten relatively, I'd say, marginal. Let me use my word, marginal attention. And the reason it gets marginal attention is because people are so afraid to admit to it. But when you hear us talk about what the symptoms are today, right, when you hear us talk about what it means to go through trauma and not necessarily come out of it at the other end, right? When you look at your life in this world and you see that there are some emotional wounds, you don't always put the dots together, right, Jennifer? We don't always put it all together, but burnout is an accumulation of the dots.
Oh, no doubt about it. So to go back to my critical care nurse roots a little bit, you know, all those years in ER and cardiovascular intensive care, you know, burnout is like a slow drip of IV poison. And it's one drip, one negative experience back to back to back to back until you're completely overwhelmed and basically poisoned and you're in the end stages of burnout. And you're kind of like, how did this happen? It can be very insidious. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, what president and CEO wants their board of directors and stockholders to know that they're experiencing burnout?
No. And, you know, let's talk about this from the industry that you come from, or one of the different industries you come from. You know, you represent both the health and wellness side of it and the business side of it, especially with what you know and the work that you do. But it is really almost impossible for me to think about anybody in the health field right now that isn't suffering burnout.
I can't
even think about it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to say, but they're not sleeping at night, right? Maybe a little depressed. They're anxious. They don't have peace and calm.
Well, and they've been through their own traumas. And it's the same thing that every critical care nurse or any nurse or caregiver has been dealing with for, you know, millennia, is putting themselves second to take care of everyone else first. And in the meantime, in these major events that have taken place all of 2020 and 2021, all of our karma is up, all of our trauma is up for us to deal with. So who's taking care of the caregivers, right? It's a whole, like we're saying, a whole nother level of HNL, as we say in Texas, whole nother level of burnout.
and you know, and this is what I love about this, because this is something you've been working with people and helping them remove, relieve. But now we are in a new arena where people probably will relate to exhaustion even more than burnout, won't they?
Yeah, I think it's also a safer word, if you will, because people, I think it's a safer word to say, I am exhausted. What new mom? I mean, right? You know, and it's a safe word. Whereas there have been some negative connotations to burnout, meaning that sometimes people might think that something is their fault, or that they should have been stronger or wiser or more prepared or fill in the blank better at, when burnout is not anybody's fault. It's an accumulation, right? And it, of course, now with the ultra-intensive levels of trauma that have come up in our lives, I don't know. I think that exhaustion just really fits it really well. I think more people can relate to that safely.
And not only that, even if you don't know the clinical definition that perhaps we'll get into today, even if you don't know, let's talk about the energy of exhaustion, because this is one of the first steps, right? There's an energy that we know. And what does it even look like? Maybe it looks like this. Maybe you think you're working, you get up in the morning and you go to your job, or you go to your living room and do your job, doesn't matter. And then you realize that you barely can think about cooking dinner. And even if you get dinner cooked, maybe because you have to, by the time 8 o'clock rolls around, you find yourself trying to sit down and chill out. Maybe you're watching television, but you start nodding off. I mean, people say, well, isn't that normal? Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's normal. I mean, if you get up at 4 a.m, maybe that is normal. 8 o'clock, you should be in bed.
Right.
But the feeling of that, that's what's not normal, is it?
Oh, you're so right. And I think I'll just share something here with you, because I think
sure.
a phenomenal opportunity to provide a little bit of insight, put a toe in the water, what it's like to be in the field of vibrational medicine, in the field of quantum physics, quantum biology, in the field of energy healing. And I'll just show, and Emily, if you can, we'll get this up as well. We're kind of, this comes from my book, From Burning Out to Burning Bright, Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. And let me just show you what I'm looking at is page 65, and we'll put this up for you. But this is a view of what an energy healer sees. When we're in session, in an energy healing session, using second sight and some of the other skills and abilities that clinicians in the energy healing industry are able to see, this is what's not normal. So this is some of our trauma, our stress, things that have happened, our karmic past that are literally trapped in the energetic field. And the only way that I know of to get to the root cause of what's causing these feelings of exhaustion, anxiety, and depression, and sadness, hopelessness, and despair is to literally get to the root of the problem and get to the energetics of it and get those repaired through some modality, for example, such as vibrational medicine of gemstone and diamond therapy. So that's just a peek into my world from the practitioner's point of view.
Well, and you know, if I take a look at this and really look at what it is that we're not recognizing for a minute, and may I go back and say what we're not recognizing for a minute, what do I mean by that? Is it's going to be different for everyone.
Yes.
Right. You know, some people have had their, you know, let's just call it their fuel tanks completely full. And so for somebody like that, where you've been in great self-care and you've been beefed up and pumped up and you have a big reserve, maybe you haven't been hit as hard. You know, maybe there was a shift or a change in your life that keeps you pumped up. But even for the best of us, even for those of us that live and breathe this kind of dialogue every day, even for the best of us, we've had to make adjustments. You know, we've had to stop and say, wait a minute, I have got to do something different. I got to get some clearing done. Something has got to shift. What are you finding with the people you're working with? Is it as obvious that there is help that is needed, or do they just know, oh, I just can't go on?
Yeah. So I see a spectrum, and across my practice, you're exactly right. Every case is unique and every solution has to be customized. Our experiences are different. Our karma is different. Our energy fields are different. Everything about us is unique to us. So we need that unique one-on-one approach. And you're right. Some folks show up, they'll bang my door down and say, I heard your show, or I read your book, or so-and-so, you know, I met so-and-so on an airplane, one of your clients on an airplane. And they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but all I know is that you have what I need to help me, and like, just explain it as we go. And the other variety, if you will, of clients that find their way to me are kind of like, I've got nothing left, or they're literally at their energy field is literally in complete crisis to the point where they're experiencing hopelessness and despair and potentially even thoughts that they're impending doom, that their life may be ending. So I kind of see a spectrum, and again, it is completely unique, and there really is no other way than other to get into a comprehensive evaluation to take a look at the energy field, you know, the physical component, the mental, emotional, intuitive, spiritual, and the energetic component of it, to get a feel for what's really going on and to help release the clients from what I call comparative suffering. And that means one of the first things I always do with every my client is really impress on them not to compare themselves with anyone else. That just because you may not have actually had a life-threatening illness, or maybe you didn't lose an immediate family member, maybe your career changed or something comparatively less happened, it does not matter. Because whatever stress or whatever trauma that you have experienced is unique to you, and the energetics of are unique. So I'm like putting an end to comparing ourselves to anybody else and saying, I don't know what I'm upset about compared to so-and-so who had all of this happen. So I think that's just really important.
It's very important. I want to talk about something really interesting that's along these lines. And boy, you are here to help us today. There is a level for those people that are so used to the perfection of things. Do you know what I mean? The perfection of life. There are some people that have a routine, right? Mm-hmm. This is what I do every day. I get up, my vitamins are ready, my coffee's ready. There's, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. We live our lives like clockwork. Now that works really well, clockwork. But what happens when the battery in your clock or your cell or your app, what happens when that battery starts to run down? You know what I love about this sometimes is, you know, we see ourselves as being invincible.
Yes.
And we don't really want to believe that we're not. And there are some people that really are invincible. I mean, there are a couple of people I know that they've taken such great care of their life at every level that there's very little that gets to them. But even in these past 18 or 20 months, even those people have started to take a second look at their lives.
So glad you brought this up, because I had the honor and privilege of meeting the Philadelphia Eagle football player on more than one occasion. He was the walk-on Philadelphia Eagle and wrote the really powerful hit book, The Invincible. Mark Wahlberg played.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his name will come to me in just a moment. I've spent time with him twice. We were at the National
Publicity. Vince Papale.
Yeah. So I've actually three times been able to spend some personal time with him and his wife, Janet Catwell Papale. And I think what we're talking about is the difference that I think we're all learning in this big spiritual awakening, the difference between being eternal as our divinity versus being invincible in the physical body, our mental and our emotions, and our intuition. And I think that now we're starting to gain wisdom through direct personal experience of what is the difference between being eternal as a divine being, but being invincible with our physical bodies, mental, mind, and emotions. And the responsibility that we have to heal and protect our physical body, our mind, our emotions, and our intuition. So I think that's a big part of what's going on right now. And actually very exciting.
It's exciting. I'm so glad you brought him up. You know, I grew up on the East Coast. So, you know, I lived in a part of New Jersey later on in my life. That was really kind of cool. Pretty much lived all over Jersey. Just saying, all over New Jersey. When you work for the phone company, what you know is one thing. The minute you buy a home, they are going to move you. So if you buy a home, like if you buy a home in Northern Jersey, just any moment you're going to get transferred to Piscataway, which is south central. If you then decide you're going to buy a home like down there where I lived in Neshonoc Station, beautiful place, you will get transferred to Livingston. So you can always count on that. It doesn't matter. You know, if you live in the middle of the state, you're going to get transferred to Morristown. But here's where I lived. I lived at this beautiful place that nobody knows about in New Jersey. It's called Western New Jersey. It is a stone's throw from Pennsylvania. The day that I decided to become a Phillies fan, I was completely disavowed from any family member. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we are going to talk about the invincibility that you can learn from going beyond burnout, the new burnout, exhaustion, because Jennifer Marcinelli is here to eradicate it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Look, we're talking about this thing that everybody is talking about, but it's hard to really get a sense of. And, you know, what we're talking about here is beyond burnout, exhaustion. You know, whether you are a family member or not, you know the feeling. You know it even though you don't want to say what it is. You just can't go that next step. You know, maybe you want to go out and be outside and playing frisbee golf with your friends. But for some strange reason, you're better sleeping on the couch. That's what this is about today. You know, Jennifer J. Marcinelli has created the 7-step program, not just to burn bright today, but to burn bright today and burn brighter tomorrow. See, burning bright tomorrow is about eradicating exhaustion. And in order to do that, you can go to burnbrighttoday.com. Take a look at that. That website is going to change, is changing, by the way, as we speak. because there is a new energy. And Jennifer, we started by talking about the energy field, and we started to talk about how important it is. And you know, the reason that I think it's so important, if I could just say, we feel it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But we start by stabilizing that. Then we go into something that people may or may not know about. We have to heal that old timeline. We have to heal things from our past, don't we?
Yes, we do. And the timeline comes up many, many, many times in sessions, even over a period of times, because we are more than our physical body. We are multidimensional beings, and we have lived more than one life. So a part of our traumas are not only things that have happened to us in this immediate lifetime. We know there's psychology, psychotherapy talks a lot about childhood traumas and the importance of addressing those. And that is truly important in any healing modality. But it goes beyond that. And this is where my clients make just their lives take off like a rocket ship in a whole new direction, on a whole new trajectory, when we do some of the work with the actual timeline. And in energy healing, it's called in the causal plane, in the subtle body of the causal plane. And where we literally, sometimes it is appropriate, what will be shown, the past life occurrence that has that has been trapped into the energy field that is, in a way, bleeding over into this lifetime, right? So once we get in and do the work, the client is the one doing the work actually with the timeline and with the past lives. And once they get the understanding and the realization of their responsibility from some time in their past, that is what brings up the energetics so that it can be understood, healed, and resolved. And then from there, the future changes, the present life changes, and the future changes. So work on the timeline is really important. And you know, regressive hypnosis has been around a long time, and I'm a fan of it. However, gemstone and diamond therapy takes it a whole nother level. It's much more efficient and effective, and also offers energetic support of the vibrational light and sound, the vibrational medicine to support you while you're making these changes. So timeline therapy, they must, it just is.
Here's the thing that people may or may not understand. You know, when you're talking about timeline therapy, and we're talking about some of the modalities that you use, just a few of them, the ancient use of these modalities is well documented.
Yes.
And it's well documented in a gazillion places. We just don't put the, we just don't connect the dots, right? Right? Well, I mean, you know, I think about some of the rituals we hear about thousands and thousands of years, even thousands before BC, like way thousands.
Yes.
And we hear about aromatherapy.
Right.
They didn't call it.
Right.
They didn't call aromatherapy. Right. They just got people in a room and lit a bunch of incense, and there it went, right? But the effect of these things, because they work with the energy of transmutation.
Right.
Isn't that so powerful?
Well, you're right on, because healing is really frequency. And I know I've talked about this a lot, but at our most basic form, we are an atom. And at the atomic and subatomic level, at their most basic form, everything is made of light and sound. Every light has a sound, and every sound has a light wave. Everything moves as energy and has a frequency. So healing equals frequency. And exactly to your point, Tesla had it right. Pythagoras had it right. The ancient Egyptians, and way beyond, way back there, this was a natural part of health and healing across all time. And now we're just putting new current words to it. And now we're studying it with more qualitative or quantitative research where people can actually understand it and accept it, and then try it for themselves and have their own experience. So HNL, whole another level of, you know, timeline healing through vibration and frequency healing.
You know, I want to ask you this as we go through the steps, you know, because really what's important, I want folks to know this. First, we talked about stabilizing your energy field.
Yes.
You know, then we talked about you have to repair and restore
yes
energetic anatomy. And that was the picture you showed up. And that includes recovering and healing PTSD. Now, I just want to be really clear. We seem to think that we're all good now. And yet, I will tell you this, over this past weekend, a couple of people close to me have had, how should we call them, an event, a PTSD event.
Yes.
Why? Well, where they live, things are not all good.
Right.
And things are changing, not for the better. And they were brought back in time to 12 months ago. I mean, they were instantaneously brought back to that, to those moments, even though this was not the situation, right?
Right.
But they were brought back. I don't think we understand PTSD and what it means, because we usually give that equivalent to people that served in the military. But let's give us this, a new definition, a new narrative, because this is not just about shock from serving in the military or to be a frontliner.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll just go personal here for a moment. Everyone who's been with me the last couple, 2.5 years knows what I've been through. That everyone knows that, amongst other things, I went through a catastrophic divorce and that I was targeted and stalked and completely overwhelmed by a sexual predator psychopath during my divorce. I'm just going to be honest and completely transparent with you here. Everybody knows this. I have been actually formally diagnosed with complex PTSD. And even not only by psychotherapy, but also by my ear, nose, and throat MD specialist, when I had horrible throat issues. And if you guys remember, I missed a show because I couldn't speak and I was coughing, and it was the most intense closing down of my actual throat and windpipe that you could ever imagine. Literally, it was life-threatening. It was happening 4 times a day. And it's the complex PTSD came from, amongst other things, when I was in my early 20s, I choked at a restaurant on a piece of orange chicken. I'll never forget. And to the point where I couldn't even cough. I'm in 100% airway occlusion. And to the point where EMS was there. Okay, they fractured my ribs by doing CPR, laid me down to do abdominal thrust. And then when I completely passed out, thank goodness the obstruction came up and I was able to breathe again. And thank goodness I'm somewhat normal. Fast forward now to the last couple of years when I had this catastrophic divorce where I was really dealing with, I mean, I was bullied and broken by the legal system, by an attorney that was misusing law with false accusations, you name it, one thing after another, assets being frozen, just trying to keep food on my table and gas in my car and take care of my clients all at once. And it came out, the complex PTSD came out with a throat illness that landed me in the ear, nose, and throat specialist, being scoped, diagnosed with complex PTSD in the nerves of my throat. So folks, give yourself some credit, okay? These things can come up, and you don't have to be a wartime veteran who stepped on some type of a trap under the sand to have complex PTSD. This can happen to any of us. And I love your point. The other thing that's important is this comes back to my ER experience. We would have patients come into the ER on vacation in freaking Hawaii or some paradise, these, you know, executives or whomever, and they would be on the beach with their family and have massive panic attacks, literally impending doom, thinking that they're dying. It was diagnosed by panic attacks, which is actually complex PTSD, which in the moment where the body could rest enough, something triggered. And it doesn't have to be the same thing, but it could be emotionally similar. And the energy field and the psyche doesn't know the difference. And suddenly you've got a 911 case on your hand. So if this is happening to you, there is hope. And a large part of this, psychotherapy, very, very effective, but energy healing modalities and vibratory medicine, quantum biology, quantum physics, any of those type of energetic light and sound healing modalities can be incredibly healing for complex PTSD. I've experienced it and I've seen it.
Yeah. And you know, this is really part of the conversation as we talk through this, because once we move through that powerful way to heal your timeline, we then get to discover something about ourselves. We're going to take a short break, Jennifer, because this next part, this is the part that doesn't get done. Now, you know, let me just say this. You and I have done a lot of interviews. We've read a lot of books. But even The Secret, as good as The Secret was, and yes, I'm one of these people that thinks the movie The Secret and the book, just like What the Bleep, changed the landscape of what we know about the law of attraction. Did it get everything right? Well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But when we come back, what is the thing they all seem to want to leave out that Jennifer J. does not? Well, what is it? What is it that gets left out? This one thing that if you were to take this next one thing we're about to talk about and get it into your life, it is the thing. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the show. The seven steps to move, eradicate exhaustion. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about burn bright today, burn brighter tomorrow. You know, if you're thinking about your life and you're not really thinking, I'm burning bright. Am I burning out? Here's the one thing we realized in the work that Jennifer J. Marcinelli has done is in talking to her clients, she's noticed one thing they all have in common. Maybe not you, they're not using the language of burnout, but there's one thing that people sense and feel. You could just hear it when they exhale. It's almost like, one more thing. We call that exhaustion. You know, whether you know it from physical terms, maybe you're a weightlifter and you know that when you build a muscle, you have to deplete it and exhaust that muscle. If you want to find out more about Jennifer, go to Burn Bright today. You can schedule your session with her and get on board to burn brighter tomorrow. Let's talk about step four. Discover and develop your divine connection. Before the break, Jennifer, I was saying a lot of the books you read, they kind of spell it out. They just kind of gloss over it.
Yes.
But this, if this doesn't happen, I don't know where you go.
Well, you're exactly right. And with a tribute to the law of attraction and some of the work that those authors did,
yep.
I also respectfully disagree with some of those. I respectfully and kindly disagree that they've also left out some of the other very, very important spiritual laws of life, one of which is the law of non-interference. And a part of what we're moving into with the Aquarian age, what we've moved away from the Pisces age is now long gone. And, you know, we're a whole whopping 7 months into the Aquarian age for the next 2,200 years, is that we're moving away from mindfulness. And when I'm talking about mindfulness, what I'm referring to is willpower, using our will to power over others and using our will to manifest or get what we want. We're definitely moving away from that. For many reasons. And I know some of those authors personally, I've met with them and had these conversations with them about the importance of always setting the intention that everything, every goal, every plan is by divine plan, divine right timing, divine right action, and is for the greater good of all concerned. And that is a really important piece that each and every person could really try out and watch, experience the shift for yourself. And then take a sigh of relief that it's really going to help you not create any negative karma and not accidentally push somebody around or cause something to happen by your will that is not good for yourself or for anybody else. Because if it's not good for someone else, it's not good for you either. So that's a big deal. Really going to the greater good of all concerned and really looking to the divine to set our divine right goals, not what we might think it might be.
Yeah. Jennifer, look, this is something that, you know, when I think about it and you and I talk about it, we've done a number of shows. And as a matter of fact, some of our upcoming shows are going to talk about this. But I want to take a moment and talk about how discovery and how developing your divine connection literally plays in when we've done the other steps, because part of your journey is that when you look at walking your own talk, which you have, things start to shift and change. Let me give you an example. For example, you know, we get this new energy now, let's call it renewed energy, that says, I want to do this, 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 and this. And we put that dream into place. In your case, we're creating something fresh and new to represent where you are. You know, your website, Burn Bright Today, is going to look completely different in a couple of days. It's going to change. It's going to have a new energy. It's going to also introduce some new things. It's going to introduce an up-leveling program of Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow, where people can work with you one-on-one for a short period of time, or they could hire you for an entire year. And then there's a corporate element to this, because one of the things you saw was that organizations, companies now are bringing people back. And these folks are not necessarily energetically ready to come back. EAP is now becoming an outdated term, because instead of an employee assistance program, it should be energy assistance program, right? So you've adjusted your entire Jennifer Marcinelli Burn Bright Today to accommodate and respond to this. Talk about that, because you didn't do that without divine guidance.
Oh, it was absolutely. And with one of the goals that I have always held, where my spiritual goals I hold first, which for me personally, I'll just let you know, is to achieve God realization in this lifetime and to achieve self-realization in this lifetime. Everything after that, it will come naturally and is a part of those two goals. Those are my highest goals. And then with that, as a part of that is, again, I'll say it again for you, feel free to use this. Everyone, please use this. Divine plan, divine right timing, divine right action for the greater good of all concerned. And you're exactly right. This is one of the things I've discovered as a practitioner and, you know, CEO and founder and CEO and energy healer in Burn Bright Today franchise, is that especially leaders, whether it's new leaders, like lady leadership coming up into big positions, the divine feminine coming up in the form of lady leadership, or it's seasoned leaders, even at the C-suite or executive level, who are now facing, first of all, they're trying to now figure out what to do with their organizations. And they're like, their complete organizational intelligence has completely changed. The needs of their company has completely changed. They have still have their same responsibilities to their board of directors and their shareholders, but how are they now going to do it? That the world has literally changed and it's not going back. So there was a huge need to really expand my practice and expand the offering to the pro exec well-being and wellness program, so that the new pro exec program that I offer to companies and to executives is to not only have wellness and well-being, but to also have wealth in a way that supports our own divine connection in each individual way, because each leader has their own path and they need the support on their own path. And they need support for themselves, for their family, and for their employees in a way that has never been seen before.
Yeah. Interesting things, right? But let's jump to sort of the, you ever go out to eat with, you take the kids or the grandkids or whoever, I don't know, anybody. Oh, this is actually me. In Jersey, you go to a diner, and Benny, you're probably laughing now, right? You go to a diner, and when you go to the diner, you sit there, and there's these dots that you connect, right? It's a placemat, but you connect the dots on it, and it shows you an animal or something, a scene, right? Yep. And one of the things that I love about connecting the dots is the way you've laid this out. But here's a dot that if we don't get this one right here next, if this one doesn't get addressed, especially now that you've discovered and you've developed your connection, if we do not heal our relationships,
yes,
relationship stuckness is an energetic imbalance, yes, that is almost immeasurable. Tell us about how we do it. You've talked about it a lot, but we're not just talking about love people. We're right. talking about business relationships, right?
Right. You're exactly right.
All of it.
Yeah, we are not talking just about our intimate relationships. We're not talking just about our immediate family members or our colleagues. We are also talking about our relationships with colleagues at work, management, senior leadership, with the company and the expectations both ways, that are provided both ways. And we're most importantly, above all, talking about our relationship to ourselves. That is the number one most important relationship that has to be addressed, cleaned, cleared, repaired, and healed. So everything else comes afterward, because I have found this across the board for myself and in every single client, that as soon as a client makes the commitment to themselves to truly heal and their relationships and heal their relationship with themselves and their relationship with the divine, that is what sets in motion a tidal wave of momentum. Oh. It is a tidal wave of momentum, because when you are good with you and you are good with the divine, that's where true creative ability and manifestation come from. Not only wealth and well-being and wellness, but wealth as well, including financial flow.
Yeah.
So it is this must happen. This is no longer negotiable. And now the energies and the consciousness have shifted where, you know, this is supported. And now you can talk about it without, you know, being beheaded.
Listen, I want to drop something in here, and you've got to interview this woman.
Okay.
When you go through stuff in life, all of us go through it. You work with people that have been physically not well,
correct,
mentally, right?
Yes.
Emotionally, spiritually. Yes. Burn bright today, burn brighter tomorrow. All of the therapies, whether it's the, you know, accelerated, approach, it doesn't matter what it is, right, that you're doing. You take the whole person,
yes,
and you put it together. But there's an end result. And I know in the time we get left, I want to go to an end result, because the end result is you showing up here today, me showing up here today. And I got a text message from Barbara Scheidegger. And this is a woman that had a very tough year, illness, cancer, very tough year. She sent us a picture, and she's living her life dream. Mm-hmm. She is a model. She is getting ready to do a runway. Now, is she in her 20s? No. And I'm not going to tell people what her age is, because it doesn't matter. But I need for us to talk about burn brighter today and how age is not going to matter. Your lineage is not going to matter. Your past jobs are not going to matter. Your bankruptcy is not going to matter. And the reason I bring her up is because when you look at people like you, Jennifer, that have gone so far down, like me. I mean, I've lost everything four times, but I've never lost myself. Talk about Burn Brighter Tomorrow and this new platform you're launching and how it's going to tap into the world of possibility for people, regardless of what your life was 5 seconds ago.
So much of it at the heart of this is about sometimes we have to lose everything we once held dear to truly get to discover ourselves as a divine being, having in a human body, in an incarnation, having a human experience, and really determining and learning and experiencing by direct experience what love really is and what love is not. And to learn for ourselves because I believe every soul incarnates with a mission. It can be a little mission, a medium mission, or a gargantuan mission, okay? But once we get to that part, sometimes we have to lose everything, just like the galaxy. This is a universal law. There's a universal law working behind the scenes that first we must contract before we can expand. And that is how galaxies are made. And that is exactly what I've experienced. It's exactly what you've experienced. And ask any 10 of my client testimonials, it's what they've experienced. It's all about letting go, getting to who you really are, and then taking all of your experiences, releasing any blame, shame, or guilt, and embracing it and standing on that legacy that is you. Yes, I, Jennifer Marcinelli, lost everything. I went from having 7 figures to very low four figures, credit cards shut off, trying to keep food. I had to sell jewelry and any remaining positions just to keep food on the table and gas in my car. And I went from being massively successful down to that. And it was the greatest thing that ever could have happened to me.
Because
it's freedom.
It's freedom.
And then healing comes behind it. And then the whole new world opens up and you build anew. Yeah. And this is what I've done. My clients have done it. And every person can do this. This is available to anyone who's willing to make the commitment.
So let's chit chat a minute.
Yeah.
Because let's bring this to realization for people. Let's talk about Burn Brighter Tomorrow. People have said to me, we don't know what, I mean, what's wrong with you, Pat? I mean, honestly, it's the way you talk to me. They're like, what's wrong with you? You already have a successful company. You have a successful network. We heard you the other day say that you were opening up a new line of business to work directly with clients like you and I work together. But we also heard something else. We just didn't believe it. So you doubled your space to build out more studios, and you hired 3 more producers and 2 additional freelancers. And they looked at me and they said, are you crazy? And I said, yeah.
Certifiable.
Yeah. I said, if that's the way you want to think about me. But I was trying to talk to our new folks. Malia is one of them. She's running the show today. And when you're new to this venue, you don't quite know the energy of what you just signed on for. And we have been trying to explain to our team, especially folks that don't know, the body of work in this world that we do and how important it is to all of you and to our listeners. But the reason I bring it up is because what you're doing isn't because you don't have anything better to do. It's the reason I do it, because we have a commitment to our listeners. And by the way, our reputations are impeccable. I had somebody do another search on me again last week on the show, the network, and everything. And, you know, a guy comes back and he says to Jessica, I can't believe it. We can't find anything on you or your network. And they said, that's impossible. Everybody messes up. I said, of course we mess up. But the minute we mess up, we make a correction. If we mess up a show, we'll give a host 2 extra shows. If we find something that's wrong, we'll be the first to admit it and we'll make it better next time. Here's my question in the last 3 minutes. Burn Brighter Tomorrow is not to eradicate everything of our lives,
right,
but it's to learn from it.
Yes.
It's to learn from it. You burn brighter tomorrow because you're standing on everything that you have built before, correct?
Absolutely. And burn bright today, burn brighter tomorrow goes beyond transformation. It really is a transfiguration. You can feel the power of that.
That's a biggie.
It is a transfiguration.
That's like when I chopped out my Harley.
And that's why it's different. And that's why it works.
Jennifer, we've got a lot that's coming, especially a weekly show you're going to be starting.
Yes.
You're going to have, there's a new website. There's all new radio banners. All of that's coming together this week.
Yes.
You've created a corporate program for people. And I want to say this for those of you that are business people and you're thinking, my workplace place right now is a real you-know-what show. And if it is, you need to get a hold of Jennifer, because she's created an entire platform just for your organization, right?
Yes, absolutely. Don't sit on this. If you've got something going on in your organization and it feels like a ticking time bomb, that's because it is. But you're not alone. You're not alone. And there is help. And there's someone who's, this is not theory, folks. I have lived this and come through it, and we've got the solution. I've done it. My clients have done it. My corporate clients have done it. And there is a new way, a better way, and a higher way. And someone who genuinely wants you to succeed.
I love it. Jennifer, I'd love to know your personal message for everybody today. You know, one of the changes people will see in the new site, beyond colors, is they're going to see you in a way they've not seen you before.
Yes.
My new site, they're going to see me in a way they've not seen me in a long time. It is a time to burn brighter tomorrow. Yes. But tell us the personal message for helping us show up to do that.
I would say, never let anything that ever happened to you in your past dim your light. It is now. We are in a transformative, transfigurative time. It is not only okay, it is safe now to speak your truth, stand in your legacy, take your place. It is safe now. We won't be beheaded or hunted down for doing our life's mission. And if this applies to you, there's help. And you've got someone in your corner to help you achieve it. And that's really what it's about, shining your divine light brighter and brighter.
I love it. Jennifer J. Marcinelli, I'm excited for what you're creating. During the break, and probably what I showed you during the break went out on KKNW's live stream. So a lot of people got a sneak peek at what's to come. As we move forward, exhaustion will be a thing of the past.
Thanks for listening to the Burn Bright Today podcast on Transformation Talk Radio with Jennifer Marcinelli. A holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch all of the previous episodes and find out more about Burn Bright Today at burnbrighttoday.com.